Greetings, everyone. Rod here. Do you know that acceptance can become enabling? Have you ever seen people doing things that were against the rules you were taught and the general norms of society? It bothered you, didn't it? Especially if those rule breakers ended up creating a new trend. When I was 8 years old, I watched my cousin talk back to his mother. She told him to take the garbage out, and he said he wasn't going to do it, that she could do it herself. My cousin's younger sister and I stood there in shock as we waited for the hammer to drop and punish him right in front of our eyes. But it didn't happen. His mom just walked away in disgust. Later, the younger sister was told to clean up the mess in her room. She said, "No, I don't want to." Again, her mom got a frustrated look on her face, but just walked away. The little girl also got away with talking back to her mother. My aunt accepted that disrespectful behavior and enabled her two kids to learn that it was okay to talk back to your parents. Acceptance becomes enabling. If I would have talked back to my parents when I was growing up, they would have enabled me to pick my teeth out of my underwear. There are other less obtrusive ways behaviors can become enabled through acceptance. When I was in grade school, boys had short hair, mostly crew cuts and flat tops. It was never long enough to go over the tops of their ears. And in high school, the only button on your shirt that could be opened was the first button, the one at the very top. Girls could only wear skirts or dresses that ended below the knee. But eventually, one or two kids started breaking those rules. Hair over their ears and dresses ending above the knee. If it happened to be a popular student that one of the teachers liked, it was often overlooked. Other kids would see how one or two kids got away with it, and so they started doing it too. And soon a lot of kids were doing the same thing. Acceptance became enabling. That means once it was accepted, others felt enabled to do it also. When I grew up, everyone wore their best clothes to church. Men wore suits and ties, and the women wore dresses and always had a hat. The kids were dressed up too. Over the years, a few people attending church started dressing more casually. And since no one said anything about it to keep the norms in place, they continued to do it. Today, you seldom see people in my church, other than me or people my age, wearing something other than blue jeans or shorts, including the women. Many look like they just came from digging a ditch. To me, it's not right, but it's acceptance of the new dress code which enabled others to follow what I call the lazy style. What behaviors have you enabled your customers to do that they should not be doing, but since you accepted those behaviors, they're doing them? For example, have you enabled them to continue to order after harvest by accepting excuses of why they don't want to order on your schedule? Have you enabled them to plant side-by-side, split their planters, or put in test plots to compare varieties by accepting the fact that you didn't have a better plan on how to make variety decisions for their farms? Have you enabled your customers to constantly bring up price by accepting the fact that you don't know how to get out of the circle? Enabling takes place when sales reps don't know how to stay in control of conversations and lead growers where they don't know they need to go. There are strict rules that must be followed when selling seed. If they're not followed because you've accepted bad behavior by the customer, you lose both the sale and the customer's respect. Once you enable a bad behavior through acceptance, it's very hard to change that behavior back. That's why so many of today's farmers have so much control over salespeople. Sellers have mistakenly accepted the idea that farmers know more than they do about selecting varieties for their farms, for example, utilizing technologies and raising a crop. That acceptance has enabled farmers to believe that too, making them harder to lead. Be careful of the behaviors you accept. They may enable someone to do things you don't want them to do. You know, we still have a few slots left in our special live stream for new sellers on our new series coming up August 25th on a Thursday. It's for brand new salespeople. A 6-week training session starting August 25th at noon Central Time and continues for 6 straight weeks every Thursday. We're going to start with the basics of selling seed, to farmers and give you or whoever attends the path to how to grow your sales territory to new levels. Companies have been asking about this kind of training for a long time, and we're going to offer it now. Every session will be 90 minutes long, like all our live streams are, and you won't want to miss it. Now, if you are an experienced seed seller or have some experience or just want to renew your abilities, sign up too. Now, we're only a limited number, so you may or may not get in if you're experienced, because it's designed for teaching the basics to brand new people. But get signed up. People are signing up already. So get in there while time still allows and get registered for our seed seller series for brand new sales reps on how to sell seed to farmers. You're going to love it. From start to finish, you're going to love it. Happy selling. I'm Rod Ostis.